Okay, guys, we're in lesson 103. I'm going to give you one more fulfilled prophecy that you can use archaeology to validate. And this is the destruction of Tyre. I remember I showed you back in lesson 101 where we showed the probability of all the events happening that Tyre would be destroyed was 75 million to 1. So let's take a look. Now, in the classroom book, again, you can get online. It goes in great depth through all the things that happened, the sequence of events leading to the destruction. Here on the web, we're just going to give you that summary. So you have, if you click on the screen, you have certain things going on. You have in 597 BC, Ezekiel in chapter 26 gives a very clear prophecy of how Tyre will be destroyed. Ezekiel actually mentions that Nebuchadnezzar will come up against them. He actually mentions there'll be many nations that follow along and come up and destroy them. He then provides specific details of how the city, the inland city on the mainland, will be scraped flat like a rock. It then gives information that the rocks and stones will be thrown into the water and that there will then be a destruction completely of the city. And what we found in history that actually happened is, sure enough, what happened is Alexander the Great, after Nebuchadnezzar, came upon Tyre. They were by then moved out to an island that was off the coast because of what had happened to them with Nebuchadnezzar. And they were out there taunting Alexander because he came and he wanted to destroy them. He was so angry with them. And his ships hadn't arrived yet, not just for Tyre, but for his conquest as he moved down the land. So guess what he did? He took the mainland city, scraped all the rocks, all the trees and everything, and he built, literally, a pathway out to the island. He built a little bridge with all the materials of the city, and then he made siege engines, rolled them out to the city, and pummeled it for years until he could break in and destroy them. That is exactly the way Ezekiel described it. So you have the historical records of after Alexander, there was a small remnant left. You had Antigonus who came. Then you had the Muslims who came and sieged them. And finally, just as Ezekiel says in 26:21, you'll never be found again. The island city is there, but the mainland city is there, but the island city now is nothing more than used for spreading nets. No one populates it. That final city of Tyre has been destroyed, just like the Bible says. Attached, you see that video. It's from the University of Clemson, where it walks through the prophecy and explains it. I think you'll enjoy watching it. That's lesson 103.